here, so I declare the meeting open at 4:33. Welcome our guests, Mick and Nick, or Mike and Nick. Councillors present, Councillor Wills, Councillor Dewar, Councillor Penny, Councillor Letta, Councillor Barrett and Councillor White. Staff present are Chief Executive Officer Karen Callaghan, Ben Hull and Ben Larholth. Leave of absence, Councillor Robinson. No apologies, I'm guessing. Any disclosures of interest? Don't believe there should be. No response to previous public questions taken on notice. So we'll go move straight into public question time. I believe Nick does have a question.
Yeah, just in regards to the so in July, Council resolved to ask Wayne Rose to change the speed limits on the Briar Road. I think the default's 110 coming out. There is a lot of cars coming to and fro that are obviously doing those speeds, but as a matter of public safety, it's not ideal. Has there been any developments around that, or is it interim signs that's going to be placed in there?
Yeah, so I wrote to Main Roads immediately after that meeting, advising on what the council decision was to advocate on behalf of the Maguire Road residents. They came back pretty quickly after that and said, given the guidelines around what warrants a change of speed for that road, that it didn't warrant it because it is an unsealed road, and that it's not a built-up area, and yeah, they said that at this point in time that they wouldn't be changing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did I just ask a question, guys?
Yeah.
What triggered that? Because when I saw that in the topics,
yes,
I thought, well, I live on my road.
Yeah.
I do know, I need to be the grapevine.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, nobody came to me and asked me, is there a problem? Or, you know, and I'm a resident of Maguire Road, and it's like, what's going on? And then signs go up, and.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to be, if there's an issue, maybe the one only one person has an issue.
Yeah.
And is it the speed, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
And is it actually speeding, or is it, because everyone's perception of speed is different. I think the actual problem isn't speed, it's gravel.
Yes. Dust. And the dust.
That's the problem. Yes. So by going to Main, well, it could go to Main Roads, it goes to the ceiling, but I don't think speed is actually the problem.
It was put to us at the time that the speed was an issue, and hence why we acted on that over a number of months. So it was first raised with us in February, and it was raised with myself, then it was escalated to one of the elected members, and we acted on that based on that feedback from one of the residents.
So just one resident?
Only one resident, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I've got a question to you. You're comfortable with the 110 kilometre hour speed limit on?
It's 60, isn't it?
No, it's 110.
So, where is that speed limit? Where's the nearest gazetted speed limit sign? You come into Broomhill from the 90 to the 60.
Yep.
Is the 60 on? Is it on the other side of Jetson?
So, in a build-up area, right, it's automatically 50 kilometres an hour unless it's otherwise signposted. So there is some 60 signs in Broomhill, but the rest of town, the build-up area is 50. Once you get out of the build-up area, it's the default drive to the conditions with a maximum of 110. And Maguire Road is designated as an open road. It's not in a
so there's still no open road sign yet, like you know the white on that cross, the black line.
No, there's no 90% of the.
So I don't think anyone would know that that's actually the speed limit down that road.
Yeah.
So you think they'd probably drive at 60 kilometres an hour?
Oh, there might be the odd one that. But what road don't people speed on?
Yeah, I was going to say. It's probably people doing 80 kilometres an hour thinking they're in 60 cars.
The reason I mentioned about perception is like, I used to be in the police, and you know, you generally get a good idea of speeds, and you know, like, you hear people say, oh, that person's going flat out. It's like, yeah, a bigger vehicle will look like it's going faster, da da da, you know, and obviously it looks like it's going fast because it's kicking up a whole lot of dust, but when it's raining, it doesn't look like it's going as fast because there's no dust getting kicked up. You know what I mean? So people's perception is all over the show for speed. You might get the odd person doing 80 down there, but as a rule, I don't think that people are speeding down there. And
certainly not if the limit's 110 at that rate. Most of you aren't aware that it's 110.
Well, I don't think anyone really would be unless they'd be told.
What
did you think it was like? No, I just assumed because that was become as a room bill, it was 60.
Yeah, but it was 60 because it's part of the town.
Yeah. And I assume that everyone would just assume that.
But
we don't want to be telling people that it's 110 because
no.
Then you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If we put 100, if we get. We're not allowed to touch speed signs, we're not allowed to do anything with them. It's against the law. The only people that can do anything with speed signs and give way and stop signs, regulatory signs as main roads, is all we can do is request them. And if we requested them to put a 110 sign up there, people would just speed. So they're better off drive to the conditions and leave it.
Sorry, I'm being aware, I've got my phone out and do it. Totally unfamiliar where Maguire Road is, just having a look.
This part of the room.
It's a dead end road.
It's about my point, like saying, no, it's point though, because when it is dry air, it does kick up the water bus.
Yeah. So are you using Maguire Road as well to your property or not?
Well, no, I'm staying on it, so. So obviously. We see what Mike says.
Yeah, but yes, where your buildings, you'll have straight access off the highway where you.
Where we are, yeah, access off the highway, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the, like, if you're not paying attention or something like that, you're pulling out, it's no different than the other block. You've got to be very, very careful when you're pulling out the road. If people know, I suppose if people know it's 110, it's a pretty valid point. Mike's raising, but if they know it's 110, but that's probably more the issue is the dust, especially in the dry times.
So. And that's just a consideration. That's all this whole thing is. It's just people being inconsiderate.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like I've been doing some fencing and people still fly past the head, but you know, somewhere around probably I would say 60k, you know, even if it's 70, just trying to slow it
down.
Just occurs to you just to slow down if you're in this, if there's a vehicle parked on the side of the road, if somebody builds something, you know, like it would.
Yeah.
Someone pulled up on the side of the road,
Unfortunately, we can't make it.
There's nothing called consistency, is there?
No, that's right. So unfortunately, that probably answers your question. Nick, but in reverse outcome to what you mean here.
I knew it was 110, but I.
And that's something the public might not know, you know, some of the public, that it's a state government regulatory issue, not
Yeah.
Not shy.
It's probably a good thing. It's not coming all the time.
Yeah.
No,
we won't put it in there.
Nah.
You don't put something that goes into the topics that says, you know, it's been sorted in the speed limit's 110.
Yes. It's remained at 110. They won't do that. All right. We will.
Any other questions from? I have one. Just in regards to the rates, the general increase and the increase in GRDs and that. What is the? Because in the little pamphlet that came with the rates, it says that there's been an adjustment in the rate on the dollar value. What is that adjustment? Because obviously it's to compensate to some degree for the increase in the GRVs or UVs.
Yes.
Has
left us now in terms of that. Yeah.
I'll give you a brief overview as best I can. So we've increased our rates for the whole of the Broomfield Town Luxury by 4.5%.
Yeah.
Okay, so the whole thing is increased by 4.5%. The finance officer then has to work out with government's input how to split up that income fairly. So you're right, the GRV value or the GUV value have increased exponentially, particularly for the towns, because they're only valued every 5 years, whereas rural properties are every year. So, I'll probably use the wrong term, it's only improved value, isn't it, for the farms. So probably the rates of the towns actually went up slightly higher because of that 5 year gap. They've been stable for basically 5 years. Yeah, a little bit of a catch up, so it's probably been a bit of a kick. Not having a house in town, I don't know exactly what it's kicked by, but it may have appeared kicked by more than 4.5%.
Yeah, I was just querying because correct me if I'm wrong, that if a valuation goes up by 50%, then the rate, say it goes from $1,000 and then is $1,500, then the rate in the dollar is picking up that extra $500, isn't it?
The rate in the dollar goes down to try
and...
That's
my question. What is the adjustment in the rate in the dollar? Because I'm aware that, is it Catan, was it 24, 25, something last year, their GRVs, the average was like 32% went up. And they decreased their rate of the dollar by 16%, which is essentially half of it.
Yep.
Which you would sort of figure they were trying to average out everyone. So, not everyone would have gone up 30%, it's only an average 30% like us. 60%.
Yes.
So they were trying to average it out. That's what I'm asking about the rate of the dollar. Yep. Where is that?
I can't go into it too much.
Yep.
That gets quite difficult. We've got the answers of what the rates of the dollars are.
K-rate, that's the one.
It's basically a mathematical function.
Yeah, it is.
To make numbers.
So I'll read out what K's response was. So when looking at the rate increase for the new year, I look at the total rates levy from the previous year and apply the increase to that. In 24-25, that figure was 3,117,000, and after applying the 4.5% increase, the budget is $3,257,900. Landgate provided valuations for both GRV's town site and UV rural properties, and both categories had a revaluation for 25-26. Overall valuations for GRV properties increased by 60.87%, and UV properties by 20.79%. GRV properties are revalued every 5 to 6 years and UV properties every year, so I did get that bit right. After taking into account the movement in valuations, the rate in the dollar has to decrease to ensure we arrive at the budgeted rate revenue figure. When valuations don't change so dramatically, the rate in the dollar remains fairly steady.
That
explains it well, doesn't it?
Yes, because I did actually send an email with a reply.
Oh, did you?
Yesterday, but it didn't really explain it out.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So that explains that well enough.
Right, so it's to do with the general rates increase.
Yeah.
Yep.
For the budget.
Yeah.
And then it's used to come, I suppose, any fluctuation in the rate in the dollar is to come to that budget.
Yeah. So it balances the
balance.
So to give you a classic example, if a property no land sells down our end of the world for 12 months, our rate in the dollar will stay, our UV value will probably stay similar. It's been on occasions when the property group will have sold well above what the previous sale was. It actually increases that end, but ours actually ends up going down. So we've had it on occasion when our rates have gone down. They've had the same when it's gone reverse, when land down there is suddenly sold and gone up by a huge amount. Suddenly our rates have increased by 10% when they're only supposed to be increasing by 4.5%. So you get this bit of a yo-yo type effect at times, which is even harder to figure out, and it can't be easy for K either. Not on the K, but yeah.
Yeah, it just wasn't explained, and when you see it in that pamphlet, it's like, 60%, 60.87% plus 4.5% is 65.37% increase. And it's like,
sure.
But I never actually got an answer as to, basically, it was just like they're two separate things. It's like, how can they be? Because the GLV is relative to what the rate in dollars worked out.
So, I think that's good feedback, though, Mike. And I think even in that pamphlet, that maybe we need to clarify that even further.
Because it does say that the rate in dollars has been adjusted.
Yeah.
And if Katanning can provide that that's been adjusted down 16% on average, I don't know. Anyone has a GRV, you don't have different rate of dollars for the shire, do you? Around.
Well,
maybe for undeveloped, maybe.
We do. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So that variation, particularly for farmland, varies dramatically because of sale prices, like historic sale prices. So when we jump from $2,500 to $5,300 an acre suddenly in Broome, the top end of Beechnut Road, that pushed land, unimproved land values to that end of the shire way up. And they needed some sales down the bottom end for us to catch up in.
But it's only
the same with rental values, because it's gross rental values, so it'd be probably the same for rental values. When they look at Broome Hill's proximity to Katanning as a rental value versus Townlove's proximity to Katanning, you've probably got a slightly higher rental value there than what you have here. I don't know quite how it works after that.
But I don't think you don't have quite different rates in the dollar for it, but you probably have the same for GRV and UV. I don't know about farming, but it's not like a whole lot of different rate of value, rate of dollar charges up there. There's not like 10 of them, is there, or 20?
No.
That's it's answered my question.
Remember the 10 minutes I said?
That's what I was getting at. I was going for you to see more than 10 minutes.
That's fine. We've managed to progress the meeting. Any other questions? Good debate, and we can take that to the general public. We'll have no presentations, petitions, deputations, applications for leave of absence. Announcements from the presiding member. All right, confirmation of minutes. recommendation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 24th of July 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Would somebody like to move that? Councillor Wills seconded. Councillor Penny, all those in favour? Carried 6-0. Nil on the town of 11.1 Crowden Street upgrade design. The author is Peter Larkoff. So, Peter, would you like to speak to that recommendation?
Yeah, so as you recall, Crowden Street. Council adopted the previous plan, and which included street trees down both sides of the road. And unfortunately, the south side of the road, we are unable to put street trees on that side because there's a water main under there. It's very shallow. It's a asbestos pipe. And on the plans from Water Corp, initially it shows it as under the footpath, but it's actually just outside the curb on the road. So what we've asked council to do is to adopt the new strategy, which is to put the trees on the north side, and which is in some ways good because they will shade the road from the hot sun coming from the north. And continue the trees all the way down to Henry Street. And on the south side of the road, to tie that in with the caravan park, with a little bit of nice furniture, maybe some pots of plants. In some ways this will be better than the original design because now that the caravan park's underway, there'll be caravans and other vehicles moving up and down Crowden Street. And I think with trees on both sides of the road, it will restrict the width of the road and make it a little bit dangerous.
All right.
That's the background.
Officer recommendation 1, the council motion number 053/24 from the May 2024 ordinary council meeting be revoked to enable an alternative location for street trees. 2, the amended design for Crowden Street improvements as presented be adopted with the scope of works for the Crowden Street upgrade to include A, straighten the alignment of the centre line of the road from Norwich Street to East Terrace. B, planting of street trees in nibs with root barriers and tree guards to the north side of Crowden Street. Note the exact location of each tree will be placed by the manager of works in order to meet Australian standards, sightlines, safe distances from driveways and intersections and to avoid services. C. Change the intersection of Crowden Street and Henry Street to give Crowden Street right of way. D. Widen Crowden Street from Taylor Street to East Terrace to allow for 1. The realigned centre line of the road, complete with street tree installations. 2. New parking adjacent to Whitrose Park. And 3. Drainage, curbing and other required road infrastructure. E. Installation of bollards to the old caravan park entry on East Terrace to create a major pedestrian entry to the youth centre and sporting facilities. Would somebody like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Dewar seconded. Councillor Barrett, all those in favour? Carried 6-0. Jim Creek, Bob Long proposed subdivision. Item 11.2. This Bush is the author, so. Karen, do you have anything to add to this?
Not a lot, other than
this went to council in terms of us acquiring the Jag Creek Dam. That's been going on for quite some time. We're getting to the final stages of it where there will be a subdivision of that land, and the WA Planning Commission has asked us to comment on that subdivision in general. So basically, Watercorp is requesting that they keep as an easement so they can access a pipe, and it will be separated out where we own part of it and Watercorp keeps the other, as detailed in the paper. So it's pretty straightforward in terms of whether we have any additional comments on that subdivision, and we've recommended that that it still progresses.
Any questions? Officer's recommendation is that the Council recommends to the Western Australian Planning Commission that approval for application number 201933 to subdivide lot 1, number 269, Jam Creek Road, Bunlong, into two lots be granted, subject to the following conditions. 1. Creation of a 20 metre road reserve from Jam Creek Road to provide road frontage to the proposed lots to the satisfaction of the Shire. 2. An easement being provided with a certificate of title for proposed lot 1 to the benefit of the Water Corporation to allow access to existing water supply infrastructure. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Kearney, seconded by Councillor Barrett. Anybody wish to speak for or against? No. All those in favour? Okay, it's resolved. Carried 6-0, so. 11.3, lot 1, number 10, Journal Street, and lot 50, number 12, Journal Street, Greenhill Village, proposed amalgamation. Once again, that's the author's Ms. Bushby. Kevin, would you have anything to add to this?
Again, quite self-explanatory, but the approval was granted in 2010 for the lodging as part of that condition that there would be an application made for the amalgamation of both of those lots. Since we've reviewed that, that hasn't occurred, so we've written to the owners to ensure that that does happen, and this is following that process to amalgamate both of those lots.
Any questions? Officer recommendation that the Council recommends that the Western Australian Planning Commission unconditionally approve the application number 202057 to amalgamate lots 1 and 50 General Street, Broomfield Village. Would somebody like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Jewell, seconded by Councillor Letter. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 11.4, reserve 9053, lot 38, number 30 Henry Street. Tambwa, proposed disposal of Crown Land. Once again, the author is Ms. Bushby, and Aaron, would you like to speak to that?
The Planning Commission has requested, sorry, the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage have requested the Shire's comments on the disposal of the land, this freehold land, that used to be occupied as part of Category 3, as the, as the Methodist Church, and it's recommended that we support the disposal of the freehold land.
Officer recommendation that the Council provides no objection to the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage regarding the proposed disposal of Reserve 9053, known as Lot 38, number 30 Henry Street, Tambwa. However, advises that the property was previously listed on the Shire's Municipal Inventory from 1998 and the property is noted on the Shire's Heritage Survey as a Category 3 place. Does anybody want to speak for or against that motion?
So we'd like to move Doctor's recommendation. Councillor Lauder, seconded. Councillor Dewar. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Keep on 12.1, off-leash dog park proposal in the town block. Pam, would you like to speak to this recommendation, please?
I can do. So the inquiry claims number of community breakfast is held in Tabla with council last year. Following some incidents of people running their dogs off lead on the oval and a few interactions. In response to the inquiry, we put out a survey, so we published it through SurveyMonkey online. We promoted the survey through topics and Facebook and the website. We made hard copies available as well. We had quite a good response, relatively speaking. While people supported the proposal or the idea, they didn't necessarily support the location of the dog park at the sports ground. The feeling was the sports ground should be there for people. The other interesting stat that came back was that while people were supportive of the concept, the majority of people who responded said they would never use it. So for that reason, we have recommended to the council that it not be addressed at this time. And it can be reviewed at a later stage if the community interest is there.
For the record, people who use it daily was 3, a few times a week was 2, weekly was 1, occasionally was 4, and 14 was never. So out of 24, 14 was never used. Officer's recommendation? Sorry, you've got a question.
Through the chair, just a question. I've actually had my dog run the lead burden as a sporting event. Is there any reason why you would have to do that, or would you not? Is there a
dog was treated as a public space?
The show has to designate off-lead areas.
The dog, I'm asking about an animal, it's a dog. Yeah. Not just an animal. But on the lead, and I'm taking the dog to watch my daughter play hockey there.
Yeah.
Is that technically legal?
On lead is fine. Yes. Okay. Off lead is fine.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm going to track this a bit.
That's all right. You can take the dog to Bunnings or watch the places in on lead. Can we get one? Officer recommendation that the council receives the community feedback regarding the proposed development of an off-leash dog park in Tamworth, and 2, determines not to proceed with development of Tamworth sports ground, noting community concerns and limited anticipated use of the facility. So we'd like to move Councillor Penny, second Councillor Wills.